Good morning, City Church. This is Eric with a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. During a misguided exercise in a ninth grade English class, our teacher, Mrs. Batchelder, asked us to pair up and then report to the whole class on an identifying physical characteristic of our partner. I was paired with a girl named Stacy. She seemed nice. As the sharing back wound itself through the class, I felt confident that Stacy would make some remark about my dimple or my blue eyes. But when her turn came, she announced to our classmates, "This is Eric. His most distinguishing feature is his ears." My ears? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with my ears? Okay, they're on the big side, I guess, and they're not exactly symmetrical, but you have to look pretty closely to see that. Ever since that fateful afternoon in 1991 during English class discussing Lord of the Flies, and now for the rest of my life, I've had a twinge of self-consciousness about my ears. And now, thanks to this podcast, it's the only thing you'll ever be able to notice about me. Here's the thing. I think we've all got something like this in our life. Some word, some statement, some judgment that was passed on us that just sticks like Velcro to our self-identity. Usually the judgments that are stickiest, the voices that are loudest, aren't positive ones. As the Catholic writer Henry Nouwen says, we live in a world filled with voices that shout, "You're no good. You're ugly. You're worthless. You're nobody." When those voices shout, we tend to listen and remember. That's why the word of God about his son Jesus on the occasion of his baptism is so meaningful. As we read in one of the daily office lectionary passages for today from Matthew 3:16 and 17. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." It's such a significant statement that at Jesus' transfiguration, the very same message is repeated. A bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." God's message is consistent. His favor on Jesus is confirmed. And the good news of the gospel is that by faith, what the Father says about Jesus at his baptism, he says about us. As Anne said on yesterday's podcast, as followers of Jesus, we also get to claim this same identity, adopted children, fully and wholly loved by God. What great news. Nouwen explains this even more in his classic book, Life of the Beloved. He says, we are the beloved. We are intimately loved long before our parents, teachers, spouses, children, and friends loved or wounded us. That's the truth of our lives. That's the truth I want you to claim for yourself. That's the truth spoken by the voice that says, you are my beloved. Here's how the Bible explains the way we receive Jesus' belovedness. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's Galatians 3:26 and 27, where Paul seals all the benefits of Christ to those of us with faith. He continues the thought in Galatians 4:4-7, saying, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And then of a son, then an heir through God. I found through my pastoral ministry, much like Henry Nouwen, that this core truth of belovedness is what we all long to hear. It's a truth we need to be reminded of over and over and over again. All the verdicts passed on us, all the careless words said about us, all the stinging assessments we carry with us, they can be undone by the truth spoken by God himself over his Son and over all his children, made one with that Son through faith. These aren't empty words. They are the announcement of the change of our status, accomplished for us by Jesus and applied to us by his Spirit. So, City Church, listen to the Father's delight in you, offered as it is with a smile on his face, spoken over you today. This is my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.